This is HPR episode 2113 entitled, SQLite and Bash. It is posted by First Time Post Norris and is about 15 minutes long. The summary is, using cron, do SQLite and Bash to find directory growth.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
I'm gonna talk real quick about a problem I needed to solve and some tech that I used to solve it. I work for a company where we let users add content or upload files, and we also have some processes that create files, and the file system was getting a little out of hand, and I was having to work kind of hard to keep it trim. I wanted a way to track down directories or files that were growing and be able to track the growth of some files and directories. So I started working on the problem. I went through several sort of processes. First, I thought I could just have a list of directories I wanted to monitor, and then I could come up with some way to loop through that list and figure out the file sizes. And I figured out how to do this using Python. And it was terribly inefficient. It's not Python's fault. It's just, I didn't do a good job. It's not a good method to start with a list of files and to loop through the list and then individually calculate the file size. So I'd written this Python script and it didn't work real good, and it didn't do what I wanted. I didn't run it often enough. So it was just kind of bad. So the next thing I wanted to try was doing everything in Bash instead of Python. I knew the U command. So my thinking was I could do something similar, loop through a list of files, run a du on every one of those files or directories, make some output. I was having trouble coming up with a list of files. And, I knew that if it was a static list, that if someone added something new, that it wouldn't pick it up. And so I was just, at some point, I was in the directory that I wanted to monitor, and I just typed du without any real arguments. And I realized that whenever you just ran du, that it listed out every directory in that directory. So it listed out every subdirectory. It basically walked down the directory tree, listing every directory and its size. And it was sort of a little aha moment that I had, that I didn't need to loop through anything. I didn't need to give it a list. I could just run the du command and it would print out every directory that I wanted to monitor and its size. So when I finally figured that out, I didn't know how I would compare things week to week yet, but I knew that I needed to at least start recording these file sizes, and then I would figure the rest out later. So the obvious way to run this was from a cron job. So I set up a cron job to run weekly, to basically just run the du command. So, and I would give it the dash m flag, so a du dash m, and then the path to the to sort of the overarching mount point where all these files that I wanted to monitor were located. And then I would send that output to a file, and I would name the file based on the date. So just a quick diversion. I feel like there's already been episodes on brace expansion and command substitution, and I use command substitution to get the date and to output the file to a file name that included that date. So I'll try to put some example commands, but you'll see if I'm able to do that, you'll see where I have the day command. Okay, so now what I've got is once a week, I've got a job that runs and gives me a list of all the directories I want to monitor and their sizes. So I need to figure out how to put a couple of those lists together and figure out what the difference is. You know, how much, you know, I've got one file path. One week it's this size and the next week it's this size. Okay, what's the difference and is it growing or shrinking and which ones are growing the most? So I went through, I don't know, a few different things to try. I tried using the diff command, and that, I mean, that would find differences, but it doesn't really do anything other than find differences, and that's really what it's for. So I thought about how I could loop through these files and say, you know, read the file one line at a time and get the file path and the directory size, and then try to match that up with the file path and directory size and another file. And this is sort of the looping process. Like I started out writing it and it just got, it became, you know, a loop within a loop, and it became hard to keep up with what was where. And then I had to figure out a way to do the math to figure out what was what. And then, you know, I had to figure out a way to do the math to figure out the difference between, the first file and the second file and how much the growth was. And then I had to figure out how to sort it. And it got complicated fast. And I was thinking to myself, if I could just get this information into a database, I know enough SQL to run a query and get basically the output I'm looking for. And it seemed kind of silly to set up a database just for this. And I really considered it, making, you know, setting up a MySQL database and basically making either a new database or a new table every week and looping through that. You know, manually running the SQL and finding the information I was looking for. But I knew that if I had to do it manually, at some point I'd quit doing it and I'd forget about it. So I wanted a way to automate it. And I knew at some point, I remember picking up that SQLite has a in-memory database. So you can use SQLite with a file, obviously. You can come back to the file and run commands in it. But it also, it's really light and really fast. That was a bus. It's really light and really fast if you can do everything in memory. So what I started experimenting with is taking the output of a couple of these DU files and loading them into my SQLite tables, and then figuring out the query to give me what I was looking for, you know, what directories grew the most over the course of a week. I came up with some SQL that would do it, that would load the two files into their own tables. So I create a table called old and a table called new. And then I would load the older file into the old table, the newer file into the new table, and then I could execute the SQL. And you can do math in the SQL, so you can, if you have the old size and the new size, you can make SQLite, you know, calculate the difference for you just by doing, you know, new size minus old size. So the query that I ended up running is basically select the file path and old size minus new size, and I would natural join the two tables. And when you do a natural join in SQLite, it looks for two fields with the same name, and if it can find two fields with the same name, it'll put those rows together. You know, the two fields, the field in the old table is has a size and a path, and the field in the new table has a size and a path. In the old table, it's the size is called old size, and in the new table, the size field is called new size, but the path is called path in both tables. So when you do the natural join, it will put those two fields, or put those rows together, matching them on the path. So if there's a row in the old table with a path and a row in the new table with the same path, it'll put those all in the same line. And then if you do old size minus new size, it will give you the different. So also in the query, I had a where old size is less than new size. So it would only show me the paths that grew. So if a dark tree shrank for whatever reason, I don't care. And then order by the size difference, descending. So the query would give me the path, its old size, its new size, and the difference, and it would list it by difference, and it would only show me the ones that were growing. Okay. But that process was still a little manual because I would have to manually execute that SQL every time, and each time I would have to substitute in the when I imported the files into a table, I'd have to substitute the most recent. I'm gonna have to stop for a little bit. It's loud. So I figured out that to run this thing manually, I had to know the names of the files and substitute them in, and then load those into the tables, and then execute the SQL, and it worked great. And it wasn't definitely not automatic. So to automate it, I wanted to write a script that would create the database, load the files, execute the SQL, and then email me the results. That way it would just be automatic, and I wouldn't have to think about it. And once a week, there'd be the report I'm looking for in my inbox. So one problem I ran into that I wasn't expecting, and in hindsight, it makes sense, but at first I would just try to execute these SQLite commands, to create the tables and to run the report, sort of a single line at a time in Bash. And it didn't occur to me that whenever, you invoke SQLite and you don't give it a file name, it automatically uses an in-memory database. So you'd run SQLite, give it the command to create the table, and then SQLite would exit. Well, then that in-memory database would be gone. So when you open SQLite, you got to do everything at once, all at once, if you're going to do it in memory, or it just goes away. So what I had the Bash script do, instead of executing these commands one at a time, was echo the commands out to a file and then run SQLite and give it that file name. And then it would there's one SQLite command, basically just open the file, looping through all the commands in that one file, and then outputting it to a CSV. So the way that looks is it's just a bunch of, well, first is a variable that, first there's a couple variables that set the name of the files, and because I used the date command when I created the files back when I had the cron job, I can use the same date command to set the name of the variable and the file names. And so I do that with today's file, and then in the script I call it yesterday's file, but it's actually last week's file. And you can, when you run the date command, you can give it a dash dash date equals, and in this case I give it in quotes 7 days ago. So when it prints the date, it'll print the date as of a week ago, which was convenient because that's the last time I ran the command to generate the file list. So then after I set the variables, there's just a bunch of echo commands that sort of build one line at a time the SQL file. And then once the SQL file is built, I just run the SQLite command and send it the file that I created. And then it spits out a CSV. The last thing in the Bash script is to mail me the CSV file. So I do that with a mailx command. So mailx-a, you can give it an attachment. So I do mailx-a dash s with a subject, and then my email address. And that Bash script runs in a cron job just a few hours after the first one. So that way I know that the job that creates the file runs at 3 o'clock in the morning, and the job that sends me the script runs at 11 o'clock at night. Summarize all that sort of, all those rambly bits that you just heard. I have a cron job that runs the du command. The output of that du command, the output of the du command is ultimately a list of files and their sizes, a list of directories and their sizes. Separated by a tab. So I do that every week. The next step is to, the next thing I do is run a Bash script. The Bash script basically just builds a SQL file. The SQL creates two tables, one for the old, one for the new, imports the old file and the new file. Sets a couple variables so that it'll output a nice looking CSV, and then runs the query to give me the list of directories that have grown, and orders it by the amount they have grown. And then finally, in the bash script, after it builds the SQL, executes the SQL, it emails me the resulting CSV. I feel like I just made the worst episode ever. And if you're hearing this, I'll obviously sent it in anyway. Hopefully there'll be some pretty decent notes to go along with it, so you can maybe read along and see what I've done. I've got a handful of other topics in mind, so if you didn't think the background noise was too annoying, or if my rambly style of explaining things not very well was too bad, let me know. Maybe I can cover a few other things. I know there's a list of requested topics, and there's probably a few on there I could do. You guys have a great day.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.